Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, it is a Tie Tuesday, and Ty Law is here, and time for the most entertaining play of the game on Sunday, brought to you by Apex Entertainment. Visit 100,000 square feet of pure fun at Apex in Marlboro. Anybody want to weigh in? Most entertaining play of the game on Sunday?
I like Spillane.
You like the interception. You brought that up the other day.
I agree with Coco.
Yeah, that would
be
the most entertaining play.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't have to do much. Like I said, he threw it into a team meeting. Wasn't no killers around.
Yeah. Just catch the ball.
Just catch the ball. You know what I mean? So,
no, I mean, that's the most frustrating thing about the turnovers is the defense did a really good job on Aaron Rodgers. And it might just be that they're not so great offense-wise, but they did a good job on that.
I mean, they did a good, decent job as far as pass coverage, but it was still too many plays that was given up, in my opinion. I think they need to do better tackling. I'm like, whatever happened to the tackle drills, Oklahoma drills, Wiggy?
They don't do
them
no more.
You got to take it back to the old school because these boys can't tackle nowadays. And I'm watching it across the damn league.
And they can't cover.
Cover what?
That is the biggest thing with this Patriots team right now. They get to the quarterback. They have good practice. I think they were leading the league in sacks. They do a good job against the run. I think they're only giving up like 80 yards a game. But the problem is, even though they did a good job against Aaron Rodgers, they still can't cover at important times.
Exactly. When it counts.
Right.
That's what it's all about. So, yeah, you can get to the quarterback every now and again, but what good is getting there and the ball's coming out if your defensive backs, don't have the moxie or let's say the balls to say, you know what, you ain't about to get this first down. You getting off the field right now. And I think they're still giving up too many plays, but that also goes back to Christian Gonzalez, hey, it's showing some value right there,
But you paid Carlton Davis all that money, though.
No, I mean, he is showing value without even being there right now. Because guess what? When you have him, because he's that type of talent.
Right.
And like I said, I don't just give out flowers to anybody. But he is really that guy when he's healthy. Yeah. So guess what you can do? Now you can put him one-on-one. You can help somebody else out somewhere else. You know what I mean? You can help out Carlton Davis. You can put an extra guy in the bus because you have that type of talent. But right now, they don't have that. You know what I mean? So they got to protect them by playing zones because in man-to-man coverage, they're not very good.
No.
Let's call it what it is. They're not good.
This is John from Holliston. John, what's up?
Hey, Courtney. Hey, Greg and everyone. Hope y'all doing well. I want to talk about Drake's accuracy. And I'm no Drake hater by any means, but there was a time in the game where he threw a ball right to the defender for the Steelers, hit him right in the chest, the guy dropped it. You know, the back pylon throw, I think we've talked about. But the Pop Douglas throw on fourth down, that one's kind of getting to me because that was a bad throw by Drake. He was thrown behind him. Pop had to come back to the ball. He was at the first down marker when you watch the replay. And it put Pop off balance, and he couldn't plant and get upfield the way everyone was saying. So I think we need to cut Pop a little bit of a break there. A better ball that could have been thrown would have been nice. And on third down, the play before it was behind him. So No, that's all I want to say.
I was arguing with Shime earlier this morning. I think he could have thrown the ball to Steph Diggs on that play.
And I sent you the screenshot. Well, you want to throw him right into the linebacker's chest?
No, he could have thrown the stick route.
Sent me the screenshot after the ball was thrown.
Yes.
Not when Steph Diggs was there.
Right.
When the linebacker was moving in that direction.
No, he's flat-footed.
When Steph Diggs was pointing at the linebacker on the line.
Yeah. I got the play right here.
When he pointed at him was when the ball was snapped.
I know you're a filmophile, but if you could just watch the entire piece of film.
Greg, I've watched it about 100 times.
Okay. Yeah, but see, what Shime doesn't, he doesn't watch the, he doesn't watch the anticipation of the play. Mm-hmm. Like the ball being out before the quarterback, before the receiver comes out of his break. So when you look at this play, and this is the play that Greg's talking about, the ball, if he does throw the stick route, if he throws the stick route to Steph Diggs, and I'm going to show you right here, Ty.
Linebackers are.
If the ball comes out early, there's a window. So here's Steph Diggs. He's right here, and here's the blitz. He's pointing ball out. If the ball's out now in front of him, he's going to make that play.
And Diggs is going to get you the first down.
Yeah, and Steph Diggs is going to pass the sticks.
He's not going to do a DeMario Douglas. He's going to get you the first down.
How does this turn into a criticism of the quarterback?
The defender.
Pop Douglas caught the ball on the first down line and went backwards. Just fall forward.
Hold on, can you stop talking, please?
Shime shows you when it's like this. After the play, you know, the quarterback's already throwing the ball.
The ball should have already been thrown.
Yeah.
You know that? This is the NFL.
I want you to point out that this is the brilliance of yours truly when it comes to watching film.
This was all Greg.
That pass, it gets broken.
Greg said, why didn't he throw? So I went, I looked and said, he could have threw the stick route as soon as he rips it.
Ty, you agree?
Yeah, I agree with you right there, Greg.
Oh, for two for Shime.
This is professional football, so
that's everything a Hall of Fame is on cake, time. Greg.
So as a quarterback, yes, I still believe in Drake May, but that is a play that. It comes
how is this turned
right
into
criticism
of the quarterback? It was a completed pass, and the receiver went backwards. Like, what are we doing?
He's already should be anticipating that the ball is out of the quarterback's hands, so he's going to be prepared.
Right. And if Ty's on my back, if he's on my hip, I don't need much room.
Right. But he throws that to Steph Diggs. It's either getting swatted down by the blitzer or it's getting knocked down by the linebacker.
Shime, it's about the anticipation of the throw.
And yes, I understand the word anticipation.
And you talk about how accurate.
You're reading the blitz. You're throwing the ball. It's there when he gets there.
Right. Bing, 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 boom.
And you're talking.
Yeah, so is the linebacker.
No.
If he goes to Steph Diggs on that play, that pass gets broken up. I would guarantee it. One way or another, 100%.
I'm gonna take my chances every time with Steph Diggs on a linebacker.
Bingo.
The bigger
Bingo.
Criticism.
Bingo.
I agree. Steph Diggs should have caught the ball, but it should have been Steph Diggs should not have been the one on the end of the line. Steph Diggs should have been where Pop Douglas was. Pop Douglas shouldn't have been on the field. It should have been Mac Hollins. That was my original criticism.
Greg,
at the
what
time.
Is it? Bingo.
Bingo.
And
we got the guy making personnel decisions.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Josh McDaniels is an idiot.
And the other thing.
I've said that all along.
And Greg, the other thing that you pointed out, which is really good when you come into the All-22s.
Great job, Greg.
To speak.
And this
I'm listening.
This was Steph Diggs pre-snap of pointing to the guy.
Correct.
So letting Drake May know.
Correct.
Alert, alert. So that ball's got to even come out even quicker. Mm-hmm. And Drake's got to be thinking, okay, like you said. My wide receiver versus a flat-footed linebacker running a stick route?
Right. Hold on, Wiggy.
100 out of 100 times.
Wiggy, when quarterback identifies the blitz is coming, aren't you supposed to throw into the blitz where the space is?
No, he's identifying the free blitz.
I'm talking about Drake May. I'm not talking about Steph. I'm talking about Drake May. When he identifies the blitz is coming,
yes.
You throw to the space, correct?
You throw to that side. You see where the better option is. You go to that
you
guy.
You throw to the space that the blitzer just left. Which
No, not necessarily.
No. The guy blitzed over top of Steph Diggs. He didn't blitz over top
Pop
Douglas.
The original alignment. He was over Pop Douglas and then creeps in and blitzes.
I'm looking
You
can't triple stamp a double stamp.
Exactly.
Shime, stick to something you know like corner kicks.
Hey, gotta win this weekend.
They won this weekend.
Actually, hold on. Greg, you should stick to things you know like riding the bench.
Oh, God.
Double zero.
Why don't you get the design going on a good corner header?
if you could.
Got to win this weekend, Greg. Right. More than you have.
Greg, I'll say this, Greg. Bingo. You was bingo on that one. Yeah. I said you was bingo on that one. Because that's a stick route. Ty will tell you. A
honestly,
stick route.
If you, I don't know if you have time, if you're busy, but come over and watch film with me.
Honestly. All right, Ty Greg Law, doesn't even know what good film
Thank
is.
You, man. Thank
Great
you.
To see you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's big event.
Oh, yeah. Oh, big event Saturday. Hey, everybody sign up. You know, we still got some register. I think we got like 700 and change registered right now. So Patriot Place, 2 to 5.
Saturday. Patriot Place.
And cocktail, this is like Corvus Cocktail Competition. It's going to be a damn party. We got food. We got Corvus drinks everywhere. We got live music.
Awesome.
We got DJ. And then we have an after party at the Scorpion Bar. So, hey, we're going to fill that thing up. It's a great time, man. So just go ahead and get your register on. And Greg Hill and Wiggy.
What?
We got them as judges, y'all. We got them as judges for the cocktail competition.
I mean, we had a little like a negotiation. Am I getting a ride?
Yeah, I got you. I told you. I got you.
You got me a car?
I got you a car.
Okay. Is it a black SUV?
Yeah, I get you SUV. Okay. I mean, limo's out of style. We don't do that no more.
Yeah.
But back in the day, you want a limo.
I got you.
But guys, come on and sign up.
Wiggy just learned what bingo was.
Advantage app.
This is unbelievable.
Cocktail competition.
All right, so that's at Patriot Place on Saturday. We will all be there for that.
All right, yeah.
All right, Ty Law.
Sign up, everybody. Hey, thanks. Hey, see you guys next week.
Okay.
Love you.
Ty Law.
Later, Ty.
You're the best.
Ty Tuesday. Here is Courtney now with What is Trending.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Lions take down the Ravens in Monday Night Football. 38-30, the final after a big fourth quarter for Detroit. Lamar Jackson completed 21 of 27 passes for 288 yards and 3 touchdowns in the loss. We got to talk about Lions running back David Montgomery. He had 12 carries for 151 yards and 2 touchdowns for the winners. The Pats, they're mourning the loss of former vice president of player personnel Bobby Greer. Greer worked for the Pats from 1981 until 2000. He passed away at the age of 82 over the weekend. And your Red Sox are back in action tonight. Their second-to-last series of the regular season is against the Blue Jays in Toronto. 7:07 first pitch with Lucas Giolito getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Go Shopping, Get Rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:07 for the Mass Mutual pregame show.
Okay, we need a stellar performance from Lucas Giolito tonight.
Bingo.
This is, if there were a time for this rotation to shine, it would be these three right here. So let's go.
Very true. That is what's trending. Coming up next, we've got your Hill Notes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved? home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.